You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras Royals. I'm Matt Wehmeyer. The defending American League champions have beefed up their offense for 2015, recently coming to terms with veteran Alex Rios, who met the media in Kansas City.
This is a wonderful day to be able to introduce Alex Rios as our new right fielder. We've admired him for a long time, and it's a proud day that he's here in Kansas City along with Carla and his family. So with that being said, we'd officially just like to welcome you to Kansas City, and glad you're here.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Questions for either. Jeff Flanagan.
Alex, you played hurt at least the second half of last year. How much did that affect you, and how's your health right now? Have you had surgeries or anything, treatment to get healthy?
Like you said, I played through the second half of the season with a few with two injuries actually. I had a bad ankle and my thumb was swollen up, and I had to get surgery to prevent an infection. And I believe that it did affected me a little bit. I don't want to use it as an excuse, but I really believe that that it affected my performance during the second half. I believe that if I was healthy, I could have done better.
When did you have the surgery?
I believe it was at the beginning of August, or at the end of July. Either one of those. It was close to August.
Is it 100% right now?
It is at 100%.
How much did that zap your power at all, having that thumb injury?
Well, I mean, that's one of the most important tools that a ball player has, you know, his hands. And when you have an injured hand, I believe that that it does affect the way you swing, and it affects the way you go about your business every day. But now, like I said, I'm 100%, and I think that that's gonna get me back to my original form.
Josh?
Alex, a one-year deal, mutual option for a second. How do you view this season upcoming with Kansas City, knowing that it is a one-year deal?
Like I said, I'm very glad to be here. This is a place that I've been coming here for quite a long time. I see that this is a young group of guys moving forward in the right direction. I think that it was the right fit for me at this time. This is a team with a lot of energy, and I think that I'm going to absorb that energy, and it's gonna improve my game. I have a lot of this team is built around, like I said, young players that is moving forward in the right direction. So I think it's the right fit for me.
And Dayton, this team last season around pitching and defense, with the addition of Alex, the addition of Kendrys, do you feel like you're more of an American League offense?
Well, I do. I feel like we're more complete in a lot of ways. And, as it speaks to Alex, he fits our ballpark, our style of play. He's going to be able to range well for us in the outfield. He's going to give us, more power. I believe he's capable of hitting 40-plus doubles in this ballpark. And no doubt his home run totals will improve, as well as he takes advantage of, some of the abilities of what we do here and what we try to do to prepare our players. And he fits well with our group. He's going to blend in naturally, with this group of players, provide us with leadership and experience. And, again, the athleticism really fits our style of play.
Blair?
Alex, could you just kind of add on to that? This is a spacious ballpark. You've been here many times, but it's been a great defensive outfield as well here the last couple of years. Just your thoughts on who you'll be joining in the outfield, and then how the size of the park fits your game.
In my career I've been able to hit for power and I mean not for much I can say power because I'm including doubles, triples, and yeah, exactly gap to gap power, and I think this is the right ballpark to do these kind of things. The gaps are big. I think this is a ballpark that all of us as as offensive players can take advantage of because of that of how the gaps are and all of these things. Like I said, this is a group of young guys with a lot of abilities that are able to take advantage of that, and we are going to take advantage of that. So it's a right fit.
Todd,
Alex, you get to this point in your career. You watched the Royals make the postseason last year and get on that run. I'm sure this is one of the factors when you were looking at teams, a team that was right there on that cusp of maybe going back to the postseason. And what would that mean to you as a guy been trying to make it over that hump?
Well, at this point, getting to the playoffs is one of my one of the main things for me. I've had a long career without having that chance of experiencing a playoff game. So I think that this team, with what I saw last year and the abilities that they have, I think they have a pretty good chance of we have a pretty good chance of doing that again, and giving me that chance to play a playoff game, and that's one of the things that I took in consideration when I choose where to go.
And what did you think of the Royals' postseason run last year? As someone who competed against this team for a long time, I'm sure you watched the team develop. Were you surprised last year with what you saw?
I wasn't surprised. Because I knew they had the talent. I knew they had the ability, and it was impressive what they did. You know, it was impressive to see this team do what they did and beat all those teams that were good as well. So I think that. That it was a great run. It was a great. It's actually a great story, and that was very impressive.
And number 15, what did that cost you? Are
you? You know what? I haven't discussed that with Kendrys. He hasn't. He didn't ask for anything, but I'll use my imagination.
Any other questions, Josh?
With the signings, Dayton, that you've made over the past week, uh-huh. Knowing that there were only three holes that you were looking to fill this offseason, to do all three without mortgaging anything for the future, I know that was the goal, but what does that say about where this organization's at?
Well, great work by all of our people, our baseball operations staff, you know, Jen Wong, Scott Sharp, who's here, J.J. Piccolo, you know, Dean Taylor, who was a part of the negotiations with some of these free agents, and certainly the work of our scouting and development people, we trust, you know, for their input. And, you know, we're fortunate to be where we are. We like the additions. As I said, as it pertained to Alex, he really fits our style of play. And the fact that he's a stolen base threat, he's very athletic in the outfield, and, you know, we feel he's going to blend in very well, you know, in our lineup. So, you know, we're excited where we are. We know full well that we'll continue to have to make adjustments to our roster. It's not a push-button club. It never is. And, you know, hopefully we stay very healthy. But, you know, we're always looking to improve our team in any which way that we possibly can. But right now, you know, we feel that we're in a good position to start spring training and to begin the season.
And along with Kendrys Morales, Rios hopes to help the Royals defend their AL crown in 2015. For MLB.com Extras Royals, I'm Matt Waymire.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.